Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow, with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to DST. I'm your host, Aileen. This is DST Thursday, and I am rejoined by Victoria Garrick, TED Talk speaker, mental health advocate, podcast host of The Real Pod, former Division I athlete, has 1.5 million followers across social media, and I just love all of her content. Go listen to her episode on DST right now. But welcome back, Victoria.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. We're going to share some of our DST wins, aka non-scale wins, and we're going to answer some listener dilemmas, and we're going to just have a good time. So what's been going on with you? What have you been excited about that you are celebrating here on DST? What's your DST win?
Well, I have been going back to therapy every week, which has been so great. I just feel like to take the time for me to pause and talk about my goals and how I'm feeling has been game-changing. I hadn't been for a long time. And my goal from last week was to push myself to be more radically genuine, was the word we came up with. I'm always a genuine person. However, I think I was raised in a household where I was modeled by my mom to always be like, hi, how are you? And oh my gosh, yes, it's just like my voice goes up and I feel this need to be like, make sure everyone is pleased by me. And I noticed a more severe, like, that's how I was acting. And then I would come home and be especially like on a low level. And so I've been trying to pair the two a bit more. So I've had a few wins this past week where whether I'm just on a phone call with someone, like I was looking for a new CPA, and usually I'd be like, hi, yeah, I'm looking for this. And I took the call just like, hi, yeah, I'm looking for someone who can help me. And I was just very normal. And that was really hard for me. And I was like, oh my God, did they think I was a bitch? Like, you know, of course, like that's the thought that you tell yourself is if you're not like super overly nice and kind to everyone, you're a bitch, which obviously you're not. That's like pretty major. So that was my win, was the phone call I had interviewing a CPA where I was completely normal. I would have talked to them the way I talked to a friend.
I love that. I feel the same way. Like my customer service voice is like a different voice. And then like my husband will be like, who was that? Who are you talking to? Like, hi. Oh my God. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. And like apologize in advance for nothing. And
I'm so sorry I'm calling you to hire you. That was really rude of me.
I'm so sorry. Actually, funny that you bring this up, very on topic, because for me personally in my life, because I was like interviewing landscapers, very homeowner dilemma, but I was interviewing landscapers and this one guy, like he was great, but I was just also very non-uppity, like you were saying, like not just very even, hey, yeah, like what's your price? Just this is what I'm looking to do. Can you like tell me your vision like here? And I hired him. We had a great relationship, very friendly guy. And he just finished the job yesterday and he was like, you know, I thought you were going to be pretty difficult. I was like, you know what? I knew you thought that. Like, I knew. I was like, I think that maybe I come off as a bitch sometimes. And I'm kind of like, okay with that. I didn't say that to him, but in my head, I'm like, is that a female thing? You know, is that.
Do you come off as a bitch? Or like, is that your internalized misogyny? Like, you know, I just, of course, I believe we should be nice to people. Like, I, you know, I'm not saying be rude, but this idea that you have to put, like, it takes so much energy to put on a facade. And I know that means if anyone who's like my follower came to this to listen, they're like confused because they're like, your whole brand is being real. It is. And I'm never lying, but I definitely feel like I have this urge to present the best version of myself. Mm-hmm. And I need to be more okay with like, if it really stems from if people don't like me, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, I know this version of me people like, and I'm worried that if I'm more straightforward and chill, that they won't like me. And so it's me accepting that I don't need other people's approval, you know?
Which is a very difficult thing to do. But I don't know. I was very nice. Like, I was nice, but what does nice mean? Like, I was respectful and I, you know, didn't ask for anything crazy. I think he thought that like I was just, you know, trying to get a design out of him and then I was going to go to like a competitor or something. And I was just, I got that vibe and I explained to him like, no, like I have integrity. I am, you know, right. I own my own business and I'm not like looking here to, but again, I did it very like, not, I am so sorry if you think that I'm being like XYZ. Right. And it worked. It was great. It didn't take me for a ride, you know?
Right. And I feel like I currently am letting my guard down, I think is especially chill and especially like bro-y because I have been exhausting a level in my tank that I don't actually have. So I feel like the more that I can kind of bring this really high version of myself and then this lower, like low energy version of myself, the more that I can match the two, I think I will then radiate at a very like normally happy, positive person place. But I've just been kind of pushing the limits a bit, I think.
Right. You get on the phone, yo, sup?
Yeah. And he's like, why'd you call? I'm like, no, I don't know, man.
Why'd you call?
Yeah.
That's great. I love that.
What about you?
My win. Okay. So a couple weeks ago, I've been having severe back pain and hip pain. And I was really upset because I was like really getting in this groove of working out for health benefits. I was just like, finally, you know, things are feeling good for me postpartum, blah, blah, blah. And then one day I just couldn't move. And so I had to take a break from working out and I was really, really upset about it. But that said, I didn't really procrastinate and I made an appointment to a doctor, which, you know, that's one of those things. Like sometimes we don't want to know any answers. So we just kind of push them away. So I did that. I had to get an x-ray. Nothing was wrong. Now I have to get an MRI. But the doctor did tell me, and so I was really afraid to work out too. The doctor did tell me that I can do some light shit. So I did that this morning and that is my win, is that I went to see a doctor and I didn't procrastinate. And I also did do some workouts despite being afraid. So that is my win and I can move today. Yeah.
That is a great one. I love that. And yeah, doesn't it just like elicit so much gratitude when like everything is running soundly?
Yeah. But then I'm always afraid something's going to happen. Like in my past, anytime I'm like starting a new type of workout, like I always just injure myself. And I like you as an athlete, I'm sure that's like happened. But like I remember starting like a kickboxing routine when I was in high school and I like sprained my ankle. I was like trying out for tennis and I like sprained my ankle. I like was, I've done this so many times. And there's always something. And it's just so frustrating. I just wonder if it's the universe telling me to just go easy.
Oh my God, you poor thing. Like you're like prone to like an injury basically.
Yeah, I do something to myself. I think I might go hard. Oh yeah, once I was like trying to do CrossFit and I like injured myself stretching because I was so competitive. It was so dumb.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, well be careful on the pickleball. Reference to our last convo.
Oh, I'm going to kill it on that pickleball court.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some to my friend who is fostering kittens and it is the only thing they will eat. It comes in these pate packages and you scoop it and you just feel like you're a chef for your baby kitties and they j'adore it. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, let's do a Dear DST. Hi, Aileen and Victoria. First off, I love this podcast and I have praised and recommended it and the sup and you up and at Betches to all of my friends. Anyway, I had a few uncomfortable conversations with my boyfriend's mom lately about weight, and I wanted some of your advice on how to handle these situations. My boyfriend of a year and I recently got an apartment together, and we live about 20 minutes from his mom. The way any good story starts. She's a really lovely woman, and I get along with her well enough that we can even hang out with my boyfriend around. However, she always makes a point to comment on both my and my boyfriend's weight every time she sees either of us. Every time I eat around her, she questions everything on my plate. And even when food is not present, she asks how much I weigh and how often I work out and what my metabolism has been like lately. And oh my God, I can't read this. And even pinches my legs to say how she wishes hers were as small as mine, even though she's almost as petite as I am. She does the same thing to my boyfriend every time they see each other. And I have noticed that it depletes all of his self-esteem and wrecks his body image for days whenever she makes these comments. For a bit of background information, my boyfriend and I are athletes, and we both have BMIs that are closer to underweight end of the spectrum, but we also have both struggled with disordered eating in the past. I'm worried that these comments are causing my boyfriend to obsess unhealthily about his size and weight, and I don't know how to make his mom stop calling him a, quote, little piggy. I can't. This is giving me like the chills. So yeah, I don't know how to make him stop calling him a little piggy every time he eats something other than a vegetable around her. How do I ask her to stop examining both of our bodies under a microscope without risking the otherwise great relationship that I have with my future mother-in-law? Sincerely, stress eating.
Oh my gosh.
This is a great topic for a few reasons. One, that like there's disordered eating, not just among women, but men. We've had a lot of listeners write in about like moms, mother-in-laws, and like them kind of putting their issues, projecting their issues on their children or their children potentially in-laws. But the athlete thing is really interesting to me. What are your thoughts on this? Did you see this happening when you were an athlete from other parents? I know you've said your parents were pretty supportive.
I mean, yes. I feel like you can see other parents who are like limiting what their kid gets to eat at snack or like in between games. For this situation, because the majority of it sounds like, well, for the woman who wrote this in, you know, it sounds like even though this person doesn't want unsolicited comments for their body, the mom is like essentially complimenting. She's like, what's your metabolism and how to like, she's coming from a place where she thinks like it's a good thing that she's saying this to you, even though it makes you uncomfortable, which is totally warranted. So I want to share something unique that I learned from a psychologist. I was actually talking about my yaya who makes a lot of comments to me as well, but they're all positive. Like, you look so thin, or you blah, 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 blah. And she thinks that that's fine. And I don't even want that. So what this psychologist said, this was on my Real Pod episode about boundaries, was like, this person is trying to connect with you. And the only way that they like might have been raised or learned connection to another woman is to praise them on appearance. And like, I think first having an understanding of like, this mom is coming from a place of like, clearly if this is all this woman could talk about, like that's sad, but also it's like all she knows to talk about, and think about how much it weighs on her, like how important it is for her. So she's coming from a place of wanting to connect with you and wanting to like let you know that you are a successful woman, because in her day and age, she grew up thinking that meant that, you know, you were thin and you didn't eat a lot, whatever. So you can have that compassion to understand like this person's coming from this place. But secondly, it does sound like you need to communicate that this isn't okay and it's affecting you both. And I think there's a way to do that. Maybe you want to empower your partner to do it because they are blood related to the mom. And that may be the best first route, because, you know, that's a different relationship, because that's her son. And maybe he can say something like, hey, like, you know, it's been a bit apparent that recently you talk a lot about what we're eating and how we look. And I know you love us more than anything and you care about us and it's lighthearted, but it just doesn't always sit well with us. And I'd love if we could talk more about other things and not necessarily food in our body. And so I think that's a great way to kind of bring it up and let her know. And you do need to have that conversation. I mean, first of all, like, it's only going to make you closer with your mom. You know, I'm speaking to the son. And for his partner who wrote it in, I mean, it's like, we're at a point where she is writing into a podcast about this issue. Like, it's an issue. Like, and because you live so close and you see this mom all the time, it's not like you just have to gear up for it once a year at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, I think a conversation does need to be had, and it can be had in a way that like doesn't offend the mom. But it's like, I know you love us and I know you mean well, but we just would prefer to not talk as much about our bodies and food. It doesn't interest us, or we don't care, or that's like, you know, whatever your reason is.
Right. Or I'm working, it has nothing to do with you. I'm working on kind of not focusing so much on my weight or like the size of my body. It hurts me sometimes. Like, you know, making it all about you so that she doesn't feel like defensive too. I agree with you that it needs to be addressed, because like, she's calling him little piggy. Like, that just starts to get, that to me is, that though is like judgmental. Like, while you're saying yes, she's complimenting them because she probably is projecting all of her own issues, right? She's judging them too.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Take it to an extreme, like, and this is maybe down the line, but like, if she is not able to listen to what you need and respect it, then I think there's a very plausible future where like meals and lunches and dinners isn't time you spend with mother-in-law. Like you go on a walk or you meet at the park or you go for a shopping day. But if she's not able to respect your boundary, then you are not going to be able to have lunch and dinner with her.
Yeah.
And maybe that's something you, if it sounds too intense to say to her, you don't have to, but like in your mind, you can just say like, whenever you're hanging out, like you make sure it's not something where someone has to eat because you're trying to help the situation by avoiding teeing her up for these unsolicited comments.
Right. The other thing I would say is that since you're like, she's not married, they've only been together for a year. Like you said, like empower the boyfriend to have the talk. The first step though is to kind of share with the boyfriend how it's making you feel. And you're wondering like, is he feeling this way? Like, because you say you're worried, but it's not clear whether or not you guys have had this conversation together about it. And like you're saying, you can express worry to your boyfriend about him knowing your joint past with disordered eating and ask him if he's comfortable to talk to her about it, because you can see both of you are struggling. Like it's becoming kind of an issue and it upsets you to hear like judgmental phrases that are very, I get like very upset when people say like little picky. We had somebody else write in about like a coworker saying like, oh, I don't want to calling themselves piggies for eating certain things. And it's like such like this like older generation comment, right? That's now like been passed down that it gives me like the ick, this like icky feeling. But I would suggest you kind of talk to your boyfriend and ask him if it's making him feel that way as you're suspecting it is.
Right. I think that's totally good. I did not catch that in there. I thought that they were together, but that is a great flag. You definitely need to have the conversation with him to then have him be able to speak to her.
Yeah. I feel bad. Like there's so many people that have moms that are constantly talking about weight.
And it's sad because like they're so obsessed with it. Like that is their whole life, which how sad is that, you know?
Well, yeah, but they don't know any different. Like that is sort of their environment. We were talking about environment in the last episode together. Like their environment is very much that. Like that's what they were told, that women must be, their best quality is their size of their bodies and how they look and their appearance, and smaller is better. And like you must be obsessed with it. And they're constantly marketed, like going to Weight Watchers and all this stuff. And so like having their kids think a different way challenges a belief that they've had for so long that makes them, you know, confused and defensive of, you know, what I wasted my whole life. Like that's probably something they don't want to reflect on. So as much as you can, like be very much about, if when we're talking to the mom, be very much about how you're feeling and not about anything she, because then you'll get into big fight territory. I mean, maybe down, like Victoria, like you said, like down the line, maybe you might have to go in that territory. But at first you say, this is how I'm feeling.
Right.
She signed sincerely stress eating, but no need to stress eat about this. This is a lot of people are going through this. Well, thank you so much, Victoria, for joining me on this Dear DSD episode and Sunday's episode. Where can everybody find you? How can they find you? What can they listen to you on?
They can find me on Instagram at Victoria Garrick, and my podcast for any podcast lovers is called Real Pod. So they can find that wherever they stream.
And what do you talk about on Real Pod? Tell us everything.
Well, on Real Pod, we get real. Anyone comes on to kind of just pull back the curtain and share their unfiltered truths and stories. So it's like if you're looking for a place on the internet where nothing is curated, it's Real Pod. We're crying over there. We're laughing. We're saying really TMI is the premise of the show. So
love it. Well, go check that out. Go follow Victoria. And you can email us dst@betches.com for your DST wins and to send in your Dear DSTs. And follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. You can follow me at Aileen. You can call in and leave a voicemail for our DST hotline, 212-287-5650. We'll play it on the show and we'll answer whatever issues you're going through. And as always, we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com. Betches.